Coach, it's Susie Ward.
Well, welcome, everybody. I'm sitting here relaxing, to be real honest with you. Just now getting around to seeing the San Diego game from Sunday.
You didn't watch the game on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I did. But it always appears a little different than the coach's copy, for sure.
How you feeling, Coach?
I feel good. And, first of all, I want to thank all you guys for, all your good wishes and good thoughts, and all the fans out there, obviously the Broncos organization, to allow me this time to, get my health back. And that process is going very well, and it's been helped by, everybody there in Denver, and probably first and foremost, my wife, Robin.
Coach, how difficult was it to watch the game away from the game on Sunday?
Well, I don't know if it was difficult. It was definitely different. I don't think I've missed a game in about 195 of them. So, it's been a while. I got to admit, there was parts of it I had to quit watching. All in all, it's much like a bye week. The unusual part, obviously, was that it was actually our team playing.
And the parts that you had to quit watching, did it raise your blood pressure too high?
it got probably a little tense. And I knew that wasn't the best thing for me at that moment.
John, was one of those points when Peyton got tackled around the ankles right there at the end of the game?
Yeah, I don't know that I want to get into specifics. I can just leave you with the thought that there was a few, and that could have been one of them.
Hey, John, how much have the doctors said what you can do now, and what kind of timetable are they giving you for doing more activities and things?
Really, they're kind of a one-day-at-a-time approach. Much like whether it's players' injuries or even in this case my injury, I don't really like putting timelines on it. I can just tell you that I'm working very hard to get better, and I feel like my doctors are pleased that I've improved every day. So things are going great, and they like where I'm at right now, and we'll see where that leads us.
Any questions?
Coach, was this something that even if you had not been a coach, you might have had to get this ticker fixed? Was it a genetic deal, is I guess what I'm asking? Or and then
Mike, that's a good question. I mean, I'd like to, again, but sure, there's some pressure and stress involved in coaching, but I think a lot of people out there in Denver, in the country, really around the globe, that have very pressure-packed jobs. I think our military comes to mind maybe is one of those that I don't think coaching compares to. So it wasn't the pressure of coaching or any of that kind of thing. But basically, I had what they call a bicuspid aortic valve, which means there's two flaps inside that valve. And most everybody is born with three flaps. And, it's something that I was born with. Some guys that are way more popular than me, Robin Williams, Arnold Schwarzenegger, they had similar type valves. They don't last your whole life. So because of, it's not as much, surface passing through, every single pump of your heart. So I knew it was something that was eventually, I'd been looked at it, it was progressively getting worse a year ago. They thought it would last another year. Obviously, I didn't make it quite to that point. And it's not something you fool with because, you don't remember much after that incident. And so it's not something you want to mess with.
Coach, are the doctors telling you your job right now is just to rest up, or is there any sort of rehab that you have to do?
With heart surgery, I mean, it's they basically hit you with a truck pretty fast, and so you have to heal. They open up the chest cavity, they perform surgery on your heart. You know, they put you all back together. They have to monitor things. You know, I spent probably the scariest part was the 4 days I was in the hospital. You know, you're in intensive care. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's all intensive care for heart surgery. So it's not like you go from one to the next. You know, that all went good. You know, there's always some scary parts of it, and, you know, I'm past those. So right now it's a matter of just, you know, doing the right thing. I've got good docs, got a great team in charge of me, and they're doing a terrific job, and I'm feeling better every day.
John, was this discovered in a routine physical, John, or did it announce itself, you know, a year and some ago, like, you know, on the golf course?
No, I think actually it was something that should have probably been discovered sooner, you know, for all the athletics I played as, you know, as a youth growing up. But actually they discovered it probably about, a little less than 20 years ago, 1997. Comes across as a murmur. They check out what's causing that sloshy sound of a murmur, and with me, it was the bicuspid aortic valve.
John, will you?
Obviously, you've stayed proactive with this and getting your checkups and things like that. And I would say that's probably a great message for people.
Exactly.
Obviously, when you went out to Carolina and you had your checkup and you knew what you needed to be watching out for, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I was not symptomatic, you know, meaning, you know, they can measure this thing, all right? Much like they do, you know, a sonogram in a baby, they do to your heart. So they do a sonogram on your heart, and they can actually measure the force of that valve. They can measure the width of that valve. They can measure the elasticity of that valve. So this is something that, you know, I know has been monitored for, you know, at least 3 years here in Denver, and, you know, 9 prior to that in Carolina, and probably they discovered it in New York. So, you know, the 5 I was in New York. So this is something that they've been monitoring and looking at for some time. And when those things start changing, it's time to make a change to that valve.
John, will you, are they telling you you will come back to Denver at some point to finish up your recovery? And are they setting any lifestyle guidelines for you moving forward?
I think number one right now, they're just trying to make sure that I'm okay to fly. There's some certain things that you know, they've got to be concerned with altitude, those types of things, and they're just trying to make sure. You know, I don't know all the technicalities, but you know, as soon as I'm able to fly and they feel good about me going through the rigors of flying, you know, then I'll be heading back to Denver.
Would that be like a med flight type thing or a commercial flight? Would they care?
No, I'm not going to get into that. You know,
okay.
It'll be something that hopefully goes in the air and stays in the air.
Okay.
Coach, how much are you keeping in touch now with Coach Del Rio and everybody else back at Dove Valley?
You know, I've got a pretty good team of people there that I stay in touch with on a daily basis. And you know, that's obviously been helpful for me, you know, through the rehab thing too. It keeps me from getting bored to death. So, you know, I feel great about the people there though, the hands, you know, that, you know, everything is in at this point. You know, obviously we made Jack the interim coach because I know I have great confidence in him. You know, you got great leadership on the football team. You know, I've got an outstanding staff, you know, even besides Jack, you know, so I feel good about, you know, the hands that, you know, all the football decisions are in.
Coach, can without putting a timeline on it, are you confident you'll return to the sidelines this year and coach the Broncos?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question. You know, again, there's always a question. You know, that's why I don't like putting timelines. But my goal and dream is to be there, obviously, before the conclusion of this season.
Coach, were you aware a lot of the players were talking about they were playing for you on Sunday and the team gave you a game ball afterwards?
Yeah, I think, it's something that did come back to me, and obviously, I'm very appreciative of that. My family's very appreciative of that. I think whenever you spend time with people, you build the relationships, those feelings go both ways, obviously, I was very, very excited for them, to have the opportunity to, to win, and we came a little short last year, and we're trying to switch that this year.
Hey, John, Peyton said the other day that after you started to feel dizzy, you chipped within 2 feet, and you made the putt for par. I know this is no laughing matter. Could you just tell us what it was like to be on the golf course when you started to feel ill and you knew you were going to have to go to the hospital?
You're getting ready to go down. I don't know if you've ever passed out before, but you feel it overcoming you. And, basically, you get tunnel vision. You just try to fight it off. And, I had two shots, a chip shot and a putt, that I can truly tell you I don't remember every little part of it. And then really just had to sit on the ground and actually lay on the ground. I never really passed out, but, just fighting that feeling of passing out. I just hit two golf shots in the middle of it.
Don, have they told you the symptoms to be aware of, that you should be on watchful eye for with all of this, as you knew this was a possibility?
Yeah, I never really had any of them. Shortness of breath, tightness in your chest pain. Really the only thing that happened to me was, very lightheadedness. And basically coming very close to falling out. And didn't. And so when they brought me to the hospital, the first thing they did was ran a CT scan, and my valve was almost completely closed. So I was receiving very little blood to my body. This is one of those things that it can just happen quickly.
John, as you do start to return, what sort of lifestyle changes do you plan on making, whether ones your doctors have advised or maybe ones that Robin has might be instituting as well?
No, I'm very, very healthy. I think the fact that, there's the normal length of, open heart surgery is 5 to 7 days. I was out in 4. I said this isn't due to poor lifestyle, not being healthy, too much stress, not enough stress. This is basically something I was born with that I needed fixed. I think speak a recovery of what great shape I'm in. This is really not a lifestyle problem. It's just, call it a birth defect. I'm not really sure what you call it, but I just came up a little short in that department.
Being away from the team and being away from maybe your kind of daily job for a while, is it giving you a different appreciation for the guys you're around, the job you do, or your family away from it?
Oh, I think all of it. I mean, usually, life, you don't realize what you have till it's gone. And, I think it definitely gives you a bigger appreciation for, at least does for me, what I do for a living and the people that, I'm so blessed to be around and really what I get to do for a job.
John, did they hide your cell phone after the surgery?
They did. They really didn't have to be honest with you. I was, it was one of the furthest things from my mind. I gotta be honest with you, for at least that first 36 hours.
Jack was just joking.
I had more tubes coming in and out of me than you can even imagine.
You're watching the film now, the coach's film. Are you taking notes? Are you going to be sharing your do's and don'ts list and your thoughts of the game with the coaches or directly with players this week?
More so with coaches. I still text and talk, to the players as well. So the more coherent I've become, that pain medication can make for some funny conversations if you allow it. I'm feeling much better now, and so I have had conversations with a lot of people in Death Valley.
Guys, any other questions for Coach Fox?
John, I do have one. Rumor has it that you've still been talking with the NFL, and you may have been the one that brought up the what people thought was a cheap shot to Peyton Manning. Can you address that, or is that something that came from Dove Valley and not necessarily you?
Well, you're really not allowed to discuss that. Anything to do with officiating. I can say that I did communicate with somebody at the league office.
Thanks a lot, John.
Good, guys.
Take care.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
All right, gang. Yeah. Have a good one. Hey, thanks for all the well wishes, gang. I really do appreciate it, and glad I could spend time with you today.
Jack, you're better.
Tired of us already.
Coach.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
I can imagine that.
Get better, man.
All right. See you guys.